Secret trip to Kyiv. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden made an unannounced trip to Ukraine today, meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv.
The air raid sirens rang out across Kyiv. The White House was clear to say that they had informed Russia about this trip before it happened, in addition to laying wreaths on a memorial for some of the Ukrainian war dead. Biden announced $500 million in military aid for Ukraine. No mention of jets, though. This visit comes really, President Zelensky said, at a critical time for Ukraine. It's just when Russia is trying to launch a major offensive in the east.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv. President Biden will next meet with Poland's president in Warsaw, along with other Eastern European leaders, ahead of this week's one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Transportation Security Administration says more than 6,500 guns were intercepted last year at airport checkpoints across the country.
It's about 18 per day in an all-time high. Atlanta, one of the busiest airports in the world, has about 85,000 people going through TSA checkpoints on a busy day. It had the most guns intercepted last year with 448. The TSA says the top 10 list of airports for gun interceptions includes Dallas, Austin, and Houston in Texas, three airports in Florida, Nashville, Phoenix, and Denver.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles in its second weapons test in 3 days. Today's firings drew quick condemnation from rivals. North Korea also fired an intercontinental ballistic missile on Saturday and has threatened an unprecedented response to U.S. South Korean military drills. South Korea said the two missiles were launched from a western coastal town, and Japan reported the missiles fell into the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More deaths reported from another major earthquake in Turkey's disaster zone.
This was a strong earthquake with a magnitude of 6.3 and has struck the same border region so badly affected 2 weeks ago. The city of Antakya was already devastated, and Reuters reports further damage there, with officials running around trying to understand the effect of this latest quake. Antakya's in Hatay province, which accounts for almost half of the 46,000 who were killed.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Meta is testing a new subscription service that would let Facebook and Instagram users pay for a verified account. Testing will begin in New Zealand and Australia this week and will roll out to other countries soon. For $11.99 per month on the web or $14.99 per month on Apple and Android operating systems, Meta would use a government ID to verify a user's account and give the account a blue badge. Previously, Meta's blue badges were free and were reserved for notable public figures or businesses. Former South Carolina governor and former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley begins her run for the White House by saying she plans to end a Republican general election trend.
Ambassador Haley says while Republicans have managed to win the presidency over the years, it's been state electors that have determined it. Voters have told a different story. And she told Fox News Sunday host Shannon Bream that with the voters is where she will start.
I care what Americans think. I don't care what certain segments think. I think that's the problem. Shannon, we've lost the last 7 out of 8 popular votes for president. That means Republicans are doing something wrong.
She says appealing to more than just those who agree with you is the best way to win public support for president. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
It's a shortened trading week on Wall Street. Markets are closed today because of the President's Day federal holiday. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.